We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamates Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Kuf Lamates Amud Aleph, the beginning of the line Mace. There were three shilas the Bashkar sent to Levi, and Levi died, so Rav Menashe is answering the shilas. The first two shilas were if you're allowed to put up a canopy or plant hops in a vineyard, and that we answered already. And the third shaila is, what happens if someone dies on Yom Tov, could you bury him? So Meis, Shalach Lahu, so he answered to that, Meis, lo yisasku, bei, lo yudayim, a yidin shouldn't be busy with it, lo yamaroyim, na hatgoyim, lo yom tov, rishlo yom sheni. There's nothing I can do. You can't bury him at all. That was what they sent back to him. Right there, Marakasha, ain't he? Is that true? V'am Rav Yehuda Bar Shilas, V'am Rav Asi, Uv da hava b'nei kishna de ma'oin. There was a story in the Beis HaKnesses of Ma'oin, for Yom Tov HaSamach HaShabbos, for the Yom Tov that was next to Shabbos. And he doesn't remember, if it was before, if the Yom Tov landed up on Friday, or the Yom Tov landed up on Sunday. Either day, there was 2 days of Issur Melacha. And the question was, that if you're not going to bury the mace, then it's land up being sitting out for 2 days. Because if the case was that the Yom Tov was on Friday, the case was the mace dad died on Friday. And if you're not going to bury him, you're not going to bury him till Sunday, which is 2 days. Or the case was he died on Shabbos, and Sunday was Yom Tov. So the question was, could he bury him on Yom Tov? That the goyim are allowed to bury him on Yom Tov. And Vama Rava says the same thing. Mace be Yom Tov Rishon. If he dies Yom Tov Rishon, and Rashi learns the cases, and it'll be 2 days, it'll be a 2 day Yom Tov or a Shabbos afterwards, and Loch is Yisasku Be'amim. Then the Goyim could bury him. But Yom Tov Sheni, when it's on the second day of Yom Tov, Yisasku by Yisrael. But Phil Yom Tov Sheni is Rosh Hashanah. If it's a Yom Tov Sheni, then even Yisrael is allowed to bury him. Even on Yom Tov Sheni is Rosh Hashanah. But on a Be'ah Shenolda, B'yom Tov Rishon is Mutav B'yom Tov Sheni, not Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is considered one day. But still, Legabe burying the mace, it's Mutav on Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah. So the cash is, you could have answered him, there's few Heterim. A Goyim could do it on the first day Yom Tov if it land up being around 2 days. And a Yom Tov Sheni, you'll also allow to bury, even Maladei Yisrael. And for the Gemara, he didn't answer that because B'nei Torah. He didn't answer that because they're not B'nei Torah. And that's why he didn't answer the Rebbe Ashkenaz. And halacha lemaisa, it's a big shaila. Lemaisa in Shulchan Aruch we paskin, the Rebbe paskins that on Yom Tov Sheni, at least on day goyim, you could bury a mace. And the shaila is that's our minig even to this day. To this day, a lot of Hasidim still are makel on this, and they'll bury a mace on Yom Tov Sheni, I day goy. Rebbe Moshe has a tshuva. He doesn't like it anymore. He says since we have refrigerators, you could refrigerate the mace. There's no chash. And Rebbe Tosis here mentions that if the goyim see you're doing melacha on Yom Tov Sheni, there might be a problem. So therefore, halacha lemaisa is not so pashut, but it is paskin la halacha that like upon my day goy on Yom Tov Sheni, it's mutter. But they didn't want to answer Bnei Bashkar because the Emnei Torah. According to our Gemara, we're saying Yom Tov Rishon a day goy Yom Tov Sheni, even Yisrael could do it. Zogt Gemara vayte. Omrav Ovin Baravuno Omrav Chama Bar Gurya. Misatev Odom Bekilo Uvekaska Seha. A person could wrap himself and walk out to Shisharabim with a. He needs like a tatum to cover himself with. He takes a canopy, even though the canopy has strings attached to it. He's allowed to cover himself with tequila, even though it has those strings. But you also Shisharabim, you also Shisharabim Shabbos. Anyway, he's not worried about anything. The strings, he doesn't need the strings, that keeping him warm. Maybe it's Haitzah. You know, it's not a problem, Haitzah. It's bottled to the Begad. Umayshna Medravhuna. Why is it different than Rav Huna? Don't Rav Huna Amarav. Hayoytze b'talis she'ena metziyatzes. If someone goes out with a talis, she'ena metziyatzes kol hachaslo b'Shabbos. He goes out with a talis that the tzitzis are not good on Shabbos. Chayiv chatos. Yechayiv chatos. Why? Because the tzitzis are haitzah. So here also, why don't we say the strings attached to this blanket that we're using for a canopy? Why isn't that a problem of haitzah? Emphatic Gemara, Tzitzis Gavay Talas Chashivi, Vloy Batli. Tzitzis by Talas are Chashiv, and they're not bottle. Rashi learns because they're Techeles, therefore they're very Chashiv, and they're not bottle to the Talas. Hani, these strings attached to the canopy, Loy Chashivi Batli, they're bottle. And that's what Rashi learns, that the Milo of Tzitzis is that it's Techeles, therefore it's Chashiv. Tosfos learns a little different. He says, by Tzitzis, I plan on fixing these Tzitzis, therefore they're Chashiv. I plan on putting, I have three Tzitzis on. Three corners have tzitzis. The fourth corner doesn't have tzitzis. I plan on putting a fourth corner tzitzis. So the chashiv, they're not bought to the beged. And that's what it is. Masha Inkin, but a talis, it's batal, and therefore it's not Eitzah. And this Gemara is the makar of a lot of different shilas. For example, a cleaner's tag, if that's cool Eitzah, this is the place where the sugya is. Omar Rav Bar Rav Huna, Marim Odom Ala Mishmeres Biyontif. We're going back to what we learned at the beginning of the parak, that you're not allowed to hang a Mishmeres on Yom Tif, according to the Chachamim. You're not allowed to put a Mishmeres. Why? Because it's a problem of oil. It's a problem of oil to put a Mishmeres on. Avad, if you have a Mishmeres, let it sift it, let it strain the wine, because let it strain wine on Yom Tif. But you're not allowed to put up the Mishmeres on Yom Tif. So the Rav Bar Rav Huna says, I have an idea. You can make a Harama and put up the Mishmeres on Yom Tif. Why? I'm saying I'm putting the Mishmeres, not to strain anything. I'm putting the Mishmeres just to hold up some pomegranates on top of it. I want to make like a table for the pomegranates. And that's not a problem, because you're not doing it for anything under it. Now, the question is, why was it also to put on this Mishmeres? So at the end of the day, Rashi learned that Ista was Uvdu Dechol. And Uvdu Dechol means that it's still like Zeri, you're going to come to strain something. That's what Uvdu Dechol means. So if you're doing it for Ramayinim, there's no Uvdu Dechol, because it doesn't look like I'm doing it to strain anything, and therefore it's fine. So you do HaRama. Marim Adma Mashmeres B'yantav, Litos by Ramayinim. And then, V'tayla Bashmarim. Then once you have it, hang it up, you've already put up this Mishmeres, you let it put in the wine. You let it put in wine and Yantav, the strain wine and Yantav. I now put on the sifter. Here you're doing it for Ramayinim. And it's Uvdu Dechol, because I'm looking like I'm doing it for Ramayinim. That's the Rashi's pshat, that Mishmeres is also Uvdu Dechol. According to the Ramban, those are showing him to learn that it was Issa oil Maisa, oil the Rabbanon upon him. It's like Zer Auto oil. So they have to say that when you do remind him, you put it a little different and you don't put it as tight, and therefore it's not really oil. And that's why it's what we do for remind him. We'll learn Rashi's pshat. Rashi learned that Issa to put the Mishmeres on was Uvdu Dechol. And here I'm doing it for remind him, it was Uvdu Dechol. So you let do Harama, even though your plan is to put in to strain wine, but you can make believe I'm doing it for Ramayinim, and that's enough. I'm Rav Ashi with the Talib Ramayinim. You have to put some Ramayinim on it, because if not, then it's not nicker that you're doing this Harama. It looks like you're doing it for the Shvarim, so it's a problem. You have to put on some pomegranates on it to show that you're doing it for that. Why is it that we're looking at the Brayis Matil M'Sheikh HaMayil Tzarech HaMayid? On Chal HaMayid, you're allowed to make beer L'Tzarech HaMayid. Shlo L'Tzarech HaMayid also, but it's not L'Tzarech HaMayid, you can't make the beer. Echad Sheikha Tamarim, Echad Sheikha Sairim, Sai, Tamarim beer, which is date beer, Echad Sheikha Sairim, Sai barley beer, Api Sheshim Yosham, and let's say you know you have beer, so it's not L'Tzarech HaMayid. What you can do is, Marim V'Shoisim HaChadosh. You can make aroma and drink the new one. Say, oh, I need a new one. So you see, you're allowed to do it even without doing a hacker. It says about the Mishmeres, you have to put the Ramayinim on it, and here, where's your hacker over here? And for the Gemara, no. By Sheikha, you don't need a hacker. Why? There it doesn't look like I'm making it extra, because no one knows you have old beer, so it looks like I'm doing it for Yantiv, so it's good. Hacha, if you don't put the Ramayinim on Mucha Milsa, it looks like I'm doing it for straining, and therefore it's awesome. So the Gemara writes more about Harama. Amar Rabbanon Rav Ashi, Chazi Mar, Hai Tzuvah Rabbanon. Did you see what that Tzuvah Rabbanon Rav Huna ben Rebbe Chivon Shmei? Did you see that Tzuvah Rabbanon and Rav Huna? You saw what he did? You know what he did? Shaka Bar of the Tumah. He took a clove of garlic, or one of a bar of donor, and he put it into a barrel, into the hole in the barrel. He stuffed the barrel. He fixed the barrel with that. Va'amar, he said, let's do it. I just want to need a place to store my garlic. That's why I'm putting it there. And that's one harama he did. Another harama he did, Va'azal Noam B'mavra, he went to sleep in a ferry, and all of a sudden, he wakes up, he sees it on the other side. Ba'avala Hachgisa, went to the other side, Visayi Peri, and checked out his Peris to see if everything was alright. He wanted to make sure no one was stealing it. Va'amah, I know the main of Mechavda, I'm taking my Shabbos afternoon nap. That's what he said. So they said, look, he's doing Averis. First of all, he fixed up the barrel on Shabbos, or Zasa. And second of all, he went across the river in a ferry to check his Peris. Amalahu, they answered, Harama Kamres. He did Harama, he went to sleep. And he went to store his garlic. Harama b'drabbanon he. It's only Issa d'rabbanon we're handling here. If you fix a barrel with a piece of garlic, it's not going to last. And going in a ferry is only Issa d'rabbanon. But Tzuvah d'rabbanon lo also mever t'chila. By him Harama is allowed, because he will a Tzuvah d'rabbanon won't come to do this l'chatchila. And therefore Harama's mutter ayidei a Tzuvah d'rabbanon. So don't ask any kashas on him, because a Tzuvah d'rabbanon won't come to do it l'chatchila, because he knows not to do l'chatchila. Rashi says something on a svara that because he doesn't do it in front of all people, he does it privately. That's a svara. Rashi is a big taz on this Rashi. But upon him, that Harama's mutter by d'rabbanon only for a Tzuvah d'rabbanon. Talk to Mishnah Vaita. Look to the new Mishnah. Noistim mayim agabi ashmarim b'shvil shi'atzailu. If you already strained the wine and you left on top of the strainer a whole pile of sediments, now in the sediments there's some wine there. So you let it pour water on it, and that will bring out the taste of the wine and go down to the bottom. That you let it do on Shabbos. Why? So most Rishonim learned the Pshat, a lot of Rishonim learned the Pshat is that this is not a problem of Bayer anymore. Why? Not doing Bayer. There's water on top and water is coming through to the bottom. The water is just chopping some taste from the sediments. That's not called Bayer. And therefore it's mutter. Not halacha. You let it take wine that already is sediment free and put it through a handkerchief or a basket, because since it's already edible before, so it's not called Bayer either. Another halacha, let it put an egg through a chardel sifter, a mustard sifter. That means it separates the white from the yellow. That's how you make the yellow, you make the mustard yellow, because it goes to the bottom, the yellow, and the white, which is thicker, stays on top. You let it do this on Shabbos, because you're not trying to do bayer, you're trying to color the chardel. Another halacha, you make a certain drink called on a mulum, we'll talk about it later on daf kuf mem, you make this drink on Shabbos. You let him make a drink on Shabbos, not a problem. Rehudam v'Shabbos b'kais. Only can make a small amount on Shabbos. Only a kais, not too much. V'yomtiv v'lagin. You can make a little more. Because also to be tereach on Shabbos. V'yomtiv a little more cool. They can do v'lagin, a little bigger barrel. A little bigger jug. V'moyed v'chavis. Even do a barrel. Because even though tereach is also on the chal moyed, but it's a little more cool. And since it's tereach moyed, so even though it's extra, it's mutter. Rav Tzadik amar kol lefi arachim. You only could do exactly what you need for the guest and nothing more than that. Talk to Gemara. We're first going to handle the first few lines of the Mishnah. Amar Ziri. Ziri says, Nisim, we said in the Mishnah that you can masana yayim b'sudarim give your mitzvah. We said it was wine that was edible already. That's mutter to put it through a sifter. Since it's edible already, it's not called bayer. Amar Ziri. Nisim odom yayin tzolim mayim tzolim sechem mishmeres b'shabbos. You let it put through a strainer clear wine and clear water through mishmeres b'shabbos. Ve'enichosh is not a problem. Aval churim loy, but dirty water is also. And this like would be one of the mekairis to be able to use a water that has a sifter, or you know the waters that like a breeder, these things that you're allowed to use on Shabbos, because the water is edible without that, and therefore this will be one of the haterim to use those water strainers that strain the water and purify the water. Bal Kapadim says that if Ziyayin Tzolim, I am Tzolim, it's really clean water, clean wine, it's mutter to use it on Shabbos, but not dirty water or dirty wine, I'll put it through a strainer. Let him mix wine with the sediments, then pour it into a strainer. You're not worried about anything. So what do you see from here? You see, even if it's dirty, even if it has shmarim, you let it put it in a strainer on Shabbos. So what's going on over here? How Ziri says, and Ziri's learning off of the Mishnah like that achurim loy, here it's master, even achurim you let it put through the mishmeres. And for the Gemara, Tegemaziri ben Gisa Shanu, talking about in the time of the Gisas. The Gisas is the time when they're harvesting the wine. At that time, all the wines of the world are dirty, and everyone drinks the wine with the sediments in it at that time. And therefore, it's very edible, and everyone drinks the wine that way. Therefore, it's not bayer if you clean the wine, because that's a normal way of drinking wine at that time. Therefore, it's not bayer. Zok the Gemara Vaita. The Mishnah said, "Masanim asiyayim b'sudarim." You let her put the wine, strain it through handkerchiefs. Amar Rav Shimon v'achiyah v'vachal yasaguma. When you place the sudar on top of the barrel, you should not make a guma. It shouldn't have a little hole. Like it shouldn't go down a little bit. Why not? Because Rashi says two pshatim. Either it's like uvda d'chayil, because then it looks like I'm doing it the same way I do in the weekday, and therefore it's a chashash. I might do a real straining. Or it comes to the schita, because it'll get wet. If it's very taut, it won't get wet. But if it's drooping down, it'll get wet, it'll come to the schita. With a chiva mitzvah, you're allowed to use a barrel to strain the wine. Not barrel, you're allowed to use a basket to strain wine. You shouldn't raise it from the floor of the kli, a tefach. Which means, if there's wine there, it means from the wine until this kli, it should not be until this basket, it shouldn't be a tefach. Wagon is a shiloh of oil. That's how Akaponim Rashi learns that it should not be. It should be a problem. Rashi says a kviv is a kamidas oil. It will be a problem of oil. And the next Gemara is the same thing, a shiloh of oil. Omer Rav Hypervanka Paga the Kuva Shari. This cover, this beggar that they cover a barrel with, Hypervanka the Kuva Paga the Kuva Shari. If it's only half, it's mutter because you're not making oil. A kula of kuva and the whole kuva, it's aser. It is also to do. It's also to do because it's a shiloh of oil. So it's a pella. The Rashi already asked, what do you mean? Every pot cover is oil? You mean you cover a pot on Shabbos is oil? So the Rashi already answered that this problem of oil is only if it's a very wide pot. Since it's a very wide pot, when I put the cover on, I'm like combining the walls and making it into one thing now. And that's like making a roof with walls, and that's why it's a problem of oil. The Rashi himself doesn't like this pshat, because he holds that a pot cover is not oil, and he learns the different pshat in the Gemara. But in Shulchan Aruch, we pass in that if it's a very wide pot, there is a problem of oil by a pot cover. And it's not clear what size we're talking about, but I'll redo the Lashon in Shin Tes Vav. At the end of Shin Tes Vav, this halacha is brought down about, it says, Beged shaytchen al piachavis shin tesvav sifyud gimel. Beged shaytchen al piachavis lachasus lo yishtchen al pei kulaim shem oil. Al yiniach ksas ben amagula. Vahani milik shakuva chaseir tefach. When chaseir tefach mutar denkan oil. It means that only if the cover is above the stuff that inside it, a tefach. But if it's not above it, a tefach, then it's fine. You shouldn't put a bunch of little twigs on the top of a barrel in order to pour the wine through those twigs, and those twigs will serve as a strainer. Because it looks like a strainer, you shouldn't do that. The beer of Papa, they poured from one cup to another cup the beer, and this way the sediment stayed on the bottom. It's a little bit of a butter. So why is it mutter? Because not butter, because the first, most of the wine that comes out, there's nothing in it. All the sediment's on the bottom. So if you pour in mana lemana, you leave the sediments on the bottom. It's not really butter because most of the wine's not coming from butter. So what's the problem? The problem is the last drip of wine, that is coming from through the sediments. And that's a problem of butter. Omle Rav Acher, Vedita Ravina, you can excite this. That's the little drips left at the end. That's a problem of butter when I pour from one cup to another cup. And the Gemara in Tetzel, Rav Papa Lechashiv, Rav Papa was a beer maker, he had tons of beer, and in Tetzel were in Chashiv for him, and therefore he is allowed to do that, because by him it was not Chashiv, and therefore he's allowed to pour from one cup to another cup, he's not worried about beer.